sex just put your head behind, and I let you come back every time. You would violate across the line, and you knew that I would be the type to always wait so patiently, thinking you was coming home to me. Well, damn, I never heard the keys, so felt you tossing on the sleeve. You had my mind, and I let you come back every time. You went violating across the line, and you
need that bathroom. Latino, baby.
You was coming home to me. Well, damn, I never heard the keys. Felt you tapping on your sleeve. I'm so cold, so dumb. The things you gon' marry me, I got to be off my mind. Think I need someone there.
This song's been on my mind.
What's up, what's up, what's up, y'all? This is the Purple House, y'all. This is Tracy Alexander rocking with a whole new cast, y'all. So we're going to have like a whole lot of different mindsets and opinions on a whole lot of things right now, you know, and... Right now, y'all, these crepes is good as a motherfucker.
Oh, I'm feeling a hot flash.
Thank you, grandma.
It's that chocolate. It's that chocolate.
For real. Well, y'all, I'm going to introduce the cast. Right now, we got DJ Damien on the ones and twos, y'all. What's up, Damien?
What's up? What's up? How you doing?
All right, all right. Why don't you tell everybody where you from?
Well, I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana, originally.
What wall?
Girl, the West Bank.
West Bank.
The West Bank.
Now,
you know what they say about the West Bank?
They be cruising down the street real slow.
Okay.
You already know.
I did someone there.
Y'all ain't ready. Y'all ain't ready.
I'm gonna go back.
That's what's up, y'all. We also got Spectacular here. How you doing, my love?
It's Sir Spontaneous, dear.
Why did I say spectacular?
Girl, it's okay. They were trying to get my
mail. Y'all ready.
Already. Spontaneous.
Yes, ma'am.
The Spectacular. Spontaneous.
There you go.
There we go. That's what's up. Where you from? Not where you calling from.
Sadly, I'm from Metairie, Louisiana. Born and raised.
All right. That's that Metairie, y'all. New Orleans is representing hard. Y'all, we representing hard. We have the lovely Star Love, y'all. What's happening, babe?
Life and measurements at the end of the day. Like, get real.
So where you from, Star?
From New Orleans, y'all. From Old Mission. You know the Chinatown.
Well,
we get
like,
it.
Is it like I'm the only one that don't have like I'm the only one that got
Old
a ward number?
Old Mission. Old Mission from the East. If you're from the East, you know what side where you at, okay?
Six flags right there.
Yeah, okay. Bitch body zone. You know where you get it at. Period.
So, y'all. See, Devin, I asked you if you wanted to be on the show, but I'm going to let you slide this time. Don't talk on my show if I say don't be on my show. Ooh. But you on my show. Because I asked you, and you was like, no. Well, you were supposed to go get dressed.
But I wasn't going to
be done. I'm going to let it slide this time. Y'all, the topic tonight is very, very deep. It's all about you pointing the finger at the other person for being a fool. Topic tonight, y'all, lady and gentlemen. Why do fools fall in love? Okay, y'all. To open up this convo, when it comes down to love, love to me is a smokescreen. It's like this cloud that comes between you and your reality. And your reality has to basically be the goals that you already have set and destined for you at these certain times. Which love totally blocks all of that because you're in love, so you're willing to sacrifice yourself. That's why I hate love.
Supposed to.
How y'all feel about that?
Love is too complicated. It's expensive.
You can't define love.
I mean, love can be anything you want it to be. It just depends on how you truly feel about it.
Fuck that. I'm making motherfuckers sign contracts from now on.
Why? Bro, I don't know.
Fuck that shit. That's why I'm suing motherfuckers now.
There is no such thing as real love.
But you think so?
No.
I mean.
But love counts.
There's different types of love. There's love for your neighbor. There's love for your grandmother. There's love for your daughter. There's love for your significant other. There's a love for your dog. Love for the mailman. I mean, love for anything.
But for the cable guy.
But at the same time, y'all, we are not going to beat around the bush with the goddamn cable guy.
Okay.
We're talking about love.
like the, forever, the ever, all eternity love.
You know, like the cartoon when they said, right. Oh, they zing. They looked at each other, that twinkle came in the eye. You know, is that real?
The leg lift when you kiss, you know?
Yeah, the butterfly in the stomach kiss. So,
when you go and pull up on that late night.
Have you ever had that?
I haven't had one of those in so long.
What is that? That was something that came out in the 80s.
A late night booty call, and when
a
guy like, yeah. I love you after all of that shit,
and
they
can
really think
about
you.
Hey, travel that late.
I mean, pillow talk's nice and all, but shit. At the end of the day, yeah, love is there, but fuck, get out of my house. I'm done.
But that's what you like about love. You sitting over there, like, leaning forward. That's the pitch I wanted you to take. Yeah, like that.
I say get a bathroom. Eating that creek.
Eating the crates, yeah. But anyway, what you think about love?
Brought to you by them, by the way.
You're better off with meth habit.
Wait, what about a crystal meth habit? I mean, okay, y'all. that was like out of nowhere. But,
he threw that one.
Right?
That's real shit, man.
Love.
Ain't no dope ever made me feel like
if love is
love can be defined in more different ways than you expect.
Most definitely, but like, when you become a
love
fool
and hate
for,
are real close to each
when you
other.
Become a fool for it, you really don't pay attention to it. You don't really know what it
because you're in love.
You're distracted.
That's why you're a fool. For
you're not.
See, that's
on
why I'm
your
not used to sex. That's why I'm not used to people loving me at that same time.
Love makes you do crazy things.
Yeah,
makes
does.
You do things.
But that's toxic.
But love also makes you realize that there is no love.
Right.
But I mean, you can love or you could be in love. Those are two different
things. Yeah. I thought those two.
Like, love is a love is
a thing.
As long
as you
know
the difference.
It's an entity of its own, love, right?
Okay.
More
okay.
than love, it depends
being
on what you
in
love
is an action. You were
you might love that
doing something out of love.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's how I perceive it as. I don't know. I've always had that, I guess, aspect. Like, you can love someone. You can love yourself.
Right.
Or you could be in love with yourself, which is weird. People do that.
I mean, you could love yourself all the way to masturbation.
Like
that's
I do.
Awesome.
There is asexual
like,
people
go
out there.
Do exist. You don't hear my batteries go out.
No, it is. You know, infatuation with, you know, the person or the idea. So, that's being in love. Like, I have love for you.
But you've seen people who are a fool for love. I think
right.
each and every one of them.
I was, let me say, I didn't been through a lot, and then I know different types of level of love. And you know what's right love, and you know what's wrong love, at the end of the day.
Well, I thought love was always right.
I thought that, too.
So and love can be wrong.
Yes.
Yeah, with the wrong person.
Or you could be a fool for it.
Or doing the wrong, you know, doing something.
But why would you call yourself a fool for it?
Continue on doing something that
but
you
could be
love.
In love, or you can love someone
you
that's not right
for you.
You've
seen people who are fools for love.
Right.
I've seen people
I
who
see
are
him
in love. I could get on the phone and say, bitch, I don't think that you should hook up with that one, even though y'all already hooked up, but like
right.
for like the long term. And then it totally transpired into, oh, well, you saying that because you want my dude.
Right. Ooh. Now, that's some savage.
You see now what I'm saying?
That's
so
that is like
you,
something
and
you
that's
really
trust, and that's trust issues. That's what some
so when you look forward at it,
like
you're looking at that person like, yeah, you are a fool.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean,
you see,
but it's not really calling yourself a fool. It's just a lesson learned.
I'm tired of learning
on
lessons.
Love, and there's a lot of different ways of loving somebody.
A good person is worth more
love is
than any money can buy.
But you can. Tell someone you love them.
You know what I'm saying?
You can also show that you love them. Like, I'd rather you show me that you love me than tell me.
Right.
True.
Actions speak louder than words.
True.
I
mean,
not all actions always show love either.
You know it's real, but you don't have to.
But see, the thing about it also, y'all, love is selfish. Can you really, like, give up somebody you love for them to better themselves?
I've been there before.
It's all about selfishness. It depends on how
it's
selfish
not,
you
it's
are.
Not selfishness.
No,
it's a little bit.
I'm talking about yourself. Like, if you had to give up someone that you love because they were, you know, not in the right place at that time and they needed to have betterment of themselves and being with you was not the right thing,
mm-hmm.
well, then I would feel like, you know, it weighs on your shoulders. Are you going to pull them on a goddamn rope or are you just going to let them go and go get better for themselves to be a happier and healthier person?
What is the rope?
Anything that would be bad for that person, I guess.
Right.
If you're that bad thing for that person and the bad person, that person is going through all of this,
struggle in.
Both like the same bad thing.
See, well,
but see, that's why you come here and help with the situation like that. And I see now other people always take that route of road, so trying to, you know.
That's why I say it should. It'll be better for you to let them go.
Right. And sometimes when you love something, you have to let it go just for them to do better.
But just because you have to doesn't mean you're going
crazy. And some people just crazy.
Something that I've done, I didn't want to let go at first. Like,
oh, baby, I'm sure.
The man that I was with for 3 years, he really made it complicated to an extent, but hey.
In my past years, I had dated a nigga for 4 years. And baby, that was not love at the end of the day. Like, it was just tragic. No.
I wonder how you fought out of love.
And it took me like a month or two.
The candle goes out.
It took me a month or two to get over the depression of type shit.
But doesn't that mean that someone is not putting on that 100%?
Well, if you look at it in that type of format, I mean,
if you're doing everything that you're supposed to do, more than you should.
But see, that's the thing. You got to not let your candle burn out. And see,
a lot of people do that. It's called expiration.
Experience that you get that makes you fall in love, which means that when the relationship goes forward, that level should never drop because that's what you started with.
Right.
Those things that impress you and the things that made you want that person should be the things that keep going no matter what.
Right.
What should make the relationship better is when you add on to that.
Right. It added more.
Not take that away and then do something new. Because then you've done lost your foundation.
What attracted you?
And I have that part in my first chapter of my book, of my first book about it. You know what I'm saying? It's different ways of love at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
I mean, if you love someone and there's certain things that
I've been at a stage like that to where I had to get myself out of it, and no matter how much I cried, I had to do what's best for me in the position of loving somebody like that. And I thought this nigga was everything, baby. No.
You can't love nobody. You can't love yourself.
You can. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I feel you.
I've been having a best friend for probably like 10 years. And like, we still friends.
Like, y'all, one thing Devin said that did register with me was there is a thin line between love and mm-hmm. and anything else, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I think it's just most of the time when people are together, like couple-wise, you know what I'm saying? They don't give them the time and benefit to where, you know, it do be opportunities to where, yeah, okay, you could go hang here, you go hang there, give an opportunity space for them to even miss each other, because a lot of shit be caused on where y'all could be together, like y'all could be married and staying together, you know what I'm saying, with situations to where guys just, you know, not in different mood of, you know, of loving, of being around somebody, of
mm-hmm.
in categories like that, you know what I'm saying, which is love at the end of the day, but it should hit different. It hit different.
Love changes. Love shifts.
And love changes. It
evolves.
Shifts every
love
day.
Dissipates. Love dies.
Okay, but if love evolved, that means it can't go backwards.
Yeah, right.
But it can die.
Love can change different on different levels of everything.
It can bloom. It can wither.
Right. I mean, like, I've been in relationships where I feel that we did the worst time as lovers, but to, like, totally digress to a friendship, we the best of friends.
Right. Mm. I prefer to be a friend than to be, you know what I'm saying, an enemy, or to leave up a bad
word.
Like
friend
that
is so usefully
like it's so used.
Right.
More of an acquaintance,
right,
perhaps.
I mean, friend
a
is
friend
used
with
just as much
shit
as the word love
is.
Right.
But
no
not,
that
not
get
even
out of
in
my
that
friend
category.
Other
like
than,
that's just
you
not
know,
they're, you know, they're always there for me when I need them. Mm-hmm.
Well, y'all, we're going to keep this light going, but we will be right back with the Purple House. DJ Damien, drop that beat. Uh-oh.
Okay. Okay. fragile, you know what I'm saying?
You got a bumper on your neck, girl. You good?
Baby, bitch, I'm the wine glass.
Thank you. Hey, take a
drink. Is it half done?
Fuck that shit.
Is it open yet?
I was good on mom, that's the way it was. That's the way it was. You was good on a love or a faded fuck. I'm so faded love. Shit, what the fuck you complaining for? Feeling jaded up. Used to trip out that shit I was kicking to you. Had some fun on a run, though I give it to you. But baby, don't get it twisted. You was just another nigga on the hit list. Tryna fix any issues with a bad bitch. Didn't I tell you that I was a savage? Fuck your white horse and a carriage. That you never could imagine. Never thought you could have that. You be needing me.
All right, y'all, we're back with the Purple House, y'all. That's DJ Damien on the ones and twos playing.
Oh, Damien. Rihanna.
You already know, needed me.
Right? Yeah, that's that love, y'all. You needed me. Because I love him, Murray.
Oh, you think
he's
DJ? Girl, he can dance
here. Ain't mine, ain't mine.
I know, I see
that. Oh, talk about the dancers.
Yeah, what's going
dance.
On with the little dance stuff?
Talk about the dancers and the hands.
Hey, you already know, look. I'm a professional dancer, do my own thing on the choreography, do a little street jazz. Ladies, if you want to dance in some stilettos, let me know.
Come on.
I can get you in.
You can go
okay, right? And right start.
And get you a good discount.
And bitch, you love scrolling bitches.
I can scroll.
Like a spinning top, bitch. Trust.
Damn,
oh, that bitch.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So, Damien, like, what is your famous Instagram title so we can look for you on Instagram?
Well, you can look me up on Damien Dancer 84, right there.
That's what's up, y'all.
Hit me up on Facebook, Damien Pierre. All right, can't miss the Mohawk.
Right. Y'all, don't worry, y'all. We going to have him repeat that again at the end of the show. But, y'all, back to our subject. We've already talked about love as a word that comes and goes.
Yes, it is.
And like the Kurt Franklin song says, the next topic is, but do people really know what love truly is?
That's the $1 million question.
So, do you think
if you can answer that, I will get on one knee right now.
What love is, or do you actually think you know what love is? Like, y'all, I'm not gonna lie.
I thought I did.
If like, you knew what love
I thought
was,
I did too.
With me, I thought like everything I did was love, but it only lasts 2 years.
I'm going to say 6 years ago. 6 years ago.
That was still love.
That's crazy.
Not for no 2 years. My mama been married for like 50 damn years. That's
my dad gave my mom the world, and my mama still went out and did what she had to do.
That's that old school
life. You know, my daddy didn't did everything for her. And baby, look. They were still, you know, I don't know what type of love they had going on, but.
If you knew what love was, then there would be no problem.
Right, right.
Or
but I mean, at the same time, like tough love,
seems to be a lot of things too.
It's more of a reprimanding. You know what I'm saying? Like love shouldn't have to bring you to a point of that you need to reprimand someone.
No, it shouldn't.
You know, love's supposed to be kind and understanding, and unfortunately, love is not kind nor understanding.
I didn't love some things. You know what I'm saying? I had to let go. Yes. Like the person who don't take a violent shoes. I had to let them motherfuckers and let them go.
Right.
Okay. Talking goes a long, long way.
Okay. Oh,
and wanting to understand, not just being the one who talks, but actually being the person to understand and you can understand each other, then you can be on that one page.
Right. So, well, and see, communication not always the key to of love either. Like,
no, I'm not saying it's the key thing, but it's not a tool.
Also at the same time.
It's a tool, but
also at the same time, absence make the heart grow fonder.
Right.
And it's true.
Right, and I say that.
And it's also true.
It's really true.
But don't forget.
In mine, that's a reprimanding.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? You're taking something from me so I can get right.
Yeah, but that's that compromise. That's that you give you know, you give.
But why would that be called love?
Right.
Because you're compromised. You meet in the middle. It's you can't be in love and be split.
Right, because I'm going to feel some type of way. We got to either be on the same page, or you either the riding the fence type nigga. Because
everybody's different.
Everybody's different.
But if you take that into a political aspect, y'all, then we fucked up as a country.
Right, because and that's not our fault.
The countries that are dictatorship countries, you know, it's being said what must be done, and it's done. Right. There's no beating around the bush. There is no, I'm away. There's right. no extra into none of that type of shit.
I don't think a relationship and love, like, it can't be that way. That's just, you know, somebody's, you know, trying to control everything, you know, that's going on.
I mean, if y'all take that to all this coronavirus thing, look like these countries that has been, you know, dictatorship countries. They don't have a lot of the corona action going on by them.
Right, because Atlanta is bust wide open. Louisiana
bust wide open, too.
For a minute.
Bust that thing wide open.
There's people on Bourbon Street right now. Like,
right, we all on Bourbon.
Right.
Wear a mask.
You take it for granted.
For real, you know.
Love is being taken for granted on too much shit that's being wasted and people not having any shit together. At the end of the day, it costs to be in a relationship. To even have love at the end of the day, it costs, period.
Hell yeah.
Fucking right, it does.
It doesn't necessarily have to cost money either.
No, it doesn't have to, because at the end of the day,
it does.
I would still love that.
It doesn't necessarily have to cost money.
No, but I would literally still love that bullshit type nigga. I would know it costs money.
But it does.
On some real shit, I would still love
that. Tiffany ring and everything else.
It's not even that. It's just the fact of saying,
if I love you, I gotta get it for you.
Like I said, I would still look for that type of nigga that's gonna, you know what I'm saying, let's go do a picnic or something.
We're gonna try.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna go do something. Let's get out the house and go do something.
We're gonna get a ring for tips.
If that picnic involves a bottle of wine, I'm in.
Okay, then that's what I'm saying. But they ain't got enough of them type of niggas, like, you know what I'm saying? They got the ones that be one fucking.
At the end of the day, our apple costs $1 for six.
Go get an apple and cut that bitch up and put it in the bowl. Bitch, you going on a date.
You see what I'm saying? So love.
Bring a blanket.
Love do cost.
Okay.
From the first moment of impression till the end, love costs.
I was just also stating that it doesn't just cost money. It also costs
the time and value of everything.
Oh, it costs money.
Time.
Dedication.
Commitment.
Trust.
It costs
loyalty.
Money.
It costs all of these things.
Yes.
It costs
and some
money. You know why? You know why? Everybody in here, and even people who don't have jobs and people who are homeless, first off, if you in love, you're not going to see your person without. And you will go without.
Right.
So, yeah, love costs.
That's definitely what I've been
Love saying. Actually costs.
Definitely what I've
and
been
And financially. Saying. Just because just it's because. Love.
It ain't cheap.
You don't want to think of
And love is not cheap, baby.
But love should not be about money. This is not love.
No, that's what I'm saying. As
love
it comes with, I'm saying as it comes with loyalty, you know, respect, all kinds
love,
of shit.
Love
but you're able to put yourself through that.
Let's say that you love these two guys. One guy says he's going to bring you to McDonald's to get something to eat. And that same night, the other one you love calls you and said, we're going to Houston.
Bitch, Houston, next route.
Right. So,
I'm gonna do what I gotta do for the first time.
I'm saying my ass home because I've already gone to jail. And
bitch, I was gonna take myself. See, you gotta love yourself.
True story.
Literally, I was on the corner of Orleans, sitting right there, and the police officer pulled out two car rings and all this other stuff and shenanigans, all because I wanted to go to McDonald's to get a burger. And then get a goddamn burger.
Why? Because he was in love.
He was in love. He saw that smoke money.
So I'm just saying.
I don't know why, but he was in love.
You know, like I said, I thought love was something that I could find, but no.
Right, and now when you get so mature at different levels, you grow from that shit. You know what I'm saying?
It falls into your lap. It's not supposed to be something that you have to. Where'd it go? Like
right, because you got to be able to pick this shit up when you know what I'm saying. As you go on step through life of learning different types of love from all like the.
I
would love to people to leave me the fuck alone about stupid things,
right.
But people don't know how to do that.
And some people don't know how to do that.
Okay.
Like, I love you to love yourself, but love me more by getting out my face.
Okay, we're going to take this topic a little deeper.
Oh, girl, don't get
What about love and sex?
Oh, no, that's different.
See, that fucked me up.
Because a motherfucker
there is a difference.
Wait, hold on. Let me watch my mouth.
There is a difference.
It's a big difference because, baby, you could be fucking this guy.
Between making love.
And at the end of the day, that dick don't be laying dick
game. Look what you started.
And guess what? It's going to be all type of love. But when you wake up in the morning, a nigga going to be like, what?
Yeah, I don't know.
Excuse me?
I didn't have any of those happen. I'm
sorry. Yeah, because you didn't learn that different type of love yet from a guy like that.
Now,
I don't have the same type of aspects as you do. I mean, I haven't lived your shoes. I mean, I don't know what type of man you want.
Stilettos,
baby.
Well, I wear a size 15. I can't find none of those in my size.
Girl,
I'm
like just
a
had to say that. He just had to say that.
Y'all know what they say about the 15s, honey.
Can I get a size 12? No. But
that's
yeah,
all you have
different.
To love, baby.
Oh, just...
like... A lot of people get love and sex misconstrued.
Yes, and I say that that is very true. Well, I mentioned that also too, because I've been in those shoes. I've been there.
But this type of person, though,
but are we talking about love?
I'm the type of person when
sex,
I have sex,
or love,
they have to have
or
some feelings.
Love versus sex.
And see, some people got that misconstrued.
A lot of people think love is sex.
And some people use it as a tool.
Yeah. One thing that I can say, that they do have studies that are proven that the most intimate conversations about yourself are always displayed after sex. But a lot of people tend to fall in love after sex.
Yeah.
So is that the gateway to love?
It's a gateway to...
Because you can fall in love without sex.
Right.
For me, yeah.
If you're not learning from your
I don't even
passes.
Like you. I'm not going to have sex with you just because you got a pretty face.
Right. There must be
right,
some
gotta
chemistry.
Have,
I got to have. I bring my feelings in.
I mean, you
got
to at least
sex.
Make a
sense.
And I pay attention to
downfall.
A lot of stuff, too. Like, I'm not that
because, like, you can solely check out somebody
in,
and think that they're the right thing for you, and y'all end up hooking up or whatever. But that morning, that might not be that person for you because the mindset is not what you expected.
Right.
You know? So, how
because,
would you...
Yeah, he can make you feel...
How stuff. Could you, like, deal with that type of issue and to, like, even deter it to another situation?
Know what you're going into.
Know what
you
want.
And know what
you
want.
Don't remember to close that window.
Why are you doing this to begin with?
Right.
Like, why are you doing this to begin with? Is it to find love?
But
you,
things change.
Are you having... Now, if you catch feelings because somebody put it down on you, like, make you felt some kind of way...
Disappointed
then, hey,
you.
Not you. Hey.
It happens.
It happens.
It happens.
Now, if they don't want it, well, maybe they can't help it, but then...
That's
they should never put it down
if
like
you can't
it
handle it, then why are you putting your hand in a cookie jar? Bitch?
Right,
don't
baby.
Be playing.
Hey.
You either gonna take the cookie
agree.
And eat the bitch
right.
or leave the fucking cookie alone. Don't fucking put your hand on it if you don't want the damn cookie.
See, I know I'm gonna take it, but look, man, don't
and you gotta eat that motherfucking cookie,
it's
bitch,
not,
if
but
you
the
don't,
thing,
I'm gonna choke you with it.
But the thing about it is, you know, even if you choose the cookie, you still got to deal with the crumbs.
Right. That's fine. I got
some people like
to
have that cake and eat it too, baby. Look.
Right. That's that milk.
That's that, uh-huh.
It's that good milk.
See what you did?
I told
you,
it goes deep. You know, so like, one of the things
down
also...
That's
that,
called putting a nigga in a hot tub, baby.
Like one thing also...
Yeah, I already turned around
that,
with that.
One thing also that I deal with is, like, you know, love toward yourself.
See, I don't have that.
Like, if you're in love with somebody, can you really put yourself second for them? Or do you feel like it's a neglect upon you because you have to sacrifice to make sure your counterpartner
but
is
see,
straight?
Right.
See, I'm okay
and
with that
a
because
that's a true
what
fact.
I'd rather.
And she just took the words right
that's
in my mouth.
If I'm not able to give everything that, you know, to this person I want to be with, then what's the point? I need to be able to
right.
Give,
what
to
is
give.
The point?
It's the point of I'm able to give somebody me, myself, and have them love me for me, and because my pleasure is a hey, I'm pleased if you please.
Thank
I'm a,
you.
I'm a die to make sure you good.
And I'm happy.
Because if you good, then I'm good.
But right. See, not everybody.
No
matter
cares,
of fact, I'm
no
better.
Worries.
I'm
no
better.
Cares, no worries.
I'm better. You know why? Because I'm not only doing this for you, I'm doing this for me.
But not everybody thinks about other people. That's the sad part. When people are in relationships, they don't ever realize, you know, it's
right.
A two.
Which brings me back to the first segment of the show, which was, what is love? Because y'all telling me, everybody is telling me love is this, but then when we get into the conversation, y'all telling me it's not that.
I'm saying
so
love is just a
love
word.
Love is a contradiction?
No, it doesn't have a specific one definition. It's different for everybody. It's different from all aspects of
I'm
love
say it's
should not
a Valentine
be a word.
Day word.
Love should not be a word.
Okay.
Love should not be a word. Because you can't just
it's not a word, it's an action.
She can't say, you know, what love is and right. then it'd be the same meaning, you know, for me.
Everybody got different perspectives.
Like, I love to read fills for people, you know, like call them out on their bullshit.
Right.
That's something I enjoy, but not everybody loves to do that. Not everybody has the ability to do something like that.
You're right, because the library is open and reading is fundamental.
Girl,
anybody want to have a book club?
Right.
I'll throw some books at her.
So why you got this man holding your hand while you on my show?
She in love.
Who is this man?
Okay, this is my boyfriend, you guys. Derek.
Hi, Derek.
Okay.
She said, Derek.
Say, what's up, D?
Thank you. Welcome to the show, dude. Like, we talking about something that you might not want to talk about right now because we got issues, you know, and it can, like, get out the box. But our issue is about love, you know, and understanding what love really is, because like a lot of people tend to use it,
some people don't know, some people tend
but they
to
don't
use it just
really
to use it.
Know how to use it,
yes, right.
You know, and like the people who think they're receiving it, it's not really being perceived in that way,
right?
You know, so what are your intakes on that?
I don't know, because some people, you know, you might love somebody for what they could do for you, you know what I'm saying? You might love somebody for sex, you know, like. I just feel like it's different, you know, different things to why you love somebody anyway, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't think if you love somebody, you just love them for one thing, you know what I'm saying?
True, the good and the bad. So can you love somebody for the bad? Or what would you consider as bad?
Your bad is different from my bad.
Right.
Right.
But all of them is the same. Wrong is wrong no matter what.
Well, you know right
from
right.
This is true, but everybody has that certain degree of what
like
they will
that.
Allow and what
and
they will
and some people, right. And see me, I have morals and high standards for myself.
But I'm an automatic,
when,
so.
When it comes down to love and shit.
Okay, would you rather...
Fuck that.
Would you be able to deal with a person who made 1,000 of the same mistakes? Or would you rather be with a person who makes 1,000 mistakes?
Oh, hell no, neither one.
I need somebody to make mistakes, because then they
that would depend
mistakes.
On
the that's
how
the light would be on me at all times. Every flaw that I have would be shown.
You get with me, baby. You ain't got
you
room for fuck ups. Fuck that.
I would say.
We're not perfect people, and I don't
right.
want to be perfect, because that shit's gross. Ugh.
It's just going to keep going.
I'm sorry, Jesus was the only one that was able
not.
To do it, apparently.
It's, just gonna, it's like. It's
okay,
up,
so,
adds up.
So it's better to. Fuck with the dude
can,
or the girl.
Because you can deal with
a thousand
right, you can deal with them,
you
the type of person
that
goes there to be that,
that
you know,
that
grown
like.
Figure in your life that know how to be able to handle
right,
you
right.
at the end of the day.
Like you.
Now, if you get with somebody and just you don't know how to handle them, it's different. That's just a misuse of
word.
Nobody
knows how to handle me. That's why I've been single for five
right?
years.
Why?
Because it's not about it. Handling. It's not about handling.
I don't know.
I'm your best friend.
That's okay? My best friend. That's my best friend.
I can ask a lot.
About what?
Okay. I get asked a lot. How you do it?
Well, look,
yeah,
y'all. Wait, y'all. We gonna hold that thought, and we'll be right back with the Purple House, y'all. We went over this time. Damien, drop that beat. Don't worry, that's how DJ get his first little, you know, little bugs out the system, y'all. But we'll be right back with the Purple House.
Okay, buzz down, niggas.
Oh.
All right, Young and the Restless.
Okay.
All right, y'all. Welcome back to the Purple House, y'all. This is Tracy, and I have Damien. I have
Spontaneous.
Our love.
And long ass man.
Right. Y'all, we all back, y'all. We having a great, great time. That song there was...
No More Drama.
No More Drama.
Mary J.
Speaking of drama, y'all, the next part of our topic is love and pain.
Oh, God, y'all.
Oh, you're killing me with this.
This is, I told you, it gets deeper.
What type of pain? Is it like the good kind? Like, yes, be, give it to me kind of love.
Yeah, but that's different. That's the nasty.
That love are we talking about, like, oh my God, how could you betray me type of pain?
Hey.
Right, which one?
Hey.
You be you know, like, the
ruffle, you gotta have a
beauty. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Amen. I don't want to hold it. It's
so if you think of pain as the good pain, what about the good pain?
I'm nasty. I'm a slow girl.
What is good pain? And how do you love good pain? Because I thought pain was something that kind of, you know,
apparently pain is what makes you feel alive. That's what thing that everybody keeps telling me. Mm-hmm. When I hurt myself or when I was hurt, it just made me realize that I was still alive.
I don't look at pain like that no more because now I look at it like it's a lesson learned, something that you're going to learn. And, you know, life goes forward.
Right.
I mean, if you think of it like that, then love and good pain is a sexual feeling, right?
Sexual healing, maybe.
But isn't that the way you turn on the gateway to that intimate conversation that happens at night when you get to learn that? Not only is your dude kind of good in bed, or your girl is good in bed, but this bitch might be a little bit cray-cray as well. Because you went a whole 100%, you want to go balls deep, or you want to take it all hard like you're a pro, you know, like you're a Magnolia Soldier.
You know, I love
a wild
you know
what I'm saying?
And you turn around, and y'all know it's like he roll over, or she roll over, say, you know, I stabbed a couple of people before I got here last night. You know what I'm saying? You like
a hot
judo.
Judo. Are you either caught the RCA for that dick?
You got okay. That's kind of hot though.
Does that matter?
Yeah, you know.
Like I if mean, they I come can get rid to of
you, he'll kill
like,
it. Right.
Your right? No mother F father, he'll kill for me. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
You know, yeah. I mean. I've been through that shit before, like, you know, you turn around and give up, you know, you say, okay, I'm going to go a little extra in this sex campaign tonight, and they roll over and be like, well, you know, I just got out of jail for murder 2 days ago.
Nah,
taking
the pop out the X-Bill that they don't want to do along the fucking way, and just imagine, hi, I'm here.
I'm going to take it on
y'all
the deep
fucking and doing all kind of shit that,
That is one
but
of those
but you know,
things.
Y'all, those the ones that y'all want to leave.
Right, there you go. Those
are the ones
that example number one.
look, then,
number two.
Look, they don't be wanting to, like, they don't want to leave, you know, it'd be like, you get dressed and shit, where you going?
I already got your Uber.
Where you going? I got to go to work, baby, where you going, you know? Just to get them out the door, you take your shit off and go lay down and go to sleep, you know? But, not really that one, y'all, but... The real pain, the hurting behind love. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, things go well until that fuck up that puts that thought in your head, like,
right. Yeah. No, that's
it takes a piece of you.
It
doesn't just take a piece. It takes a chunk.
Right. Right.
That too.
It's
like a, you feel like you lose part of yourself when you're like at that point. Like you put all of it, all you could into that moment, that urge, that sensation, that I guess intimate moment that you were trying to get with that person. And you're like, oh, I finally found it. I finally found what I was looking
right.
for.
Right. And then it's like, it snatched away from you,
your bitch. And like, what the fuck?
And everything else in the world goes.
Right, right.
Like, the world doesn't even exist anymore.
Like, I was like, y'all, I talk about my relationships on my show and stuff. Like, you know, when I was with my previous, you know, when we broke up, I had like this phase that I never had before where I couldn't stop saying everything about him.
Right.
It was like a whole 45
right.
minutes
I've
to like an hour and a half of everything that came out was about him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I've been there
Is that a part of like a healing phase or
no,
something?
No, it's not.
I mean,
that
happens to people when they're not together
people.
Before, so yeah.
Are
like,
you like
it happens.
Are you doing it out of anger or are you doing it out of like you miss?
Like
it was just
no,
it was just
something?
Like pouring. It was just pouring out of my mouth. And I would have to stop and say,
but was it
"Am
good
I
things
tripping
or, bad
or something?"
Things?
Like
you need a vent.
Was it a mix of things? Was it good things
it was,
or bad
it was,
things?
It was like
it was your soul trying to
it was
convince
just,
yourself.
Just
you
shit about
know.
Him that just pissed me off or made me happy, whatever. It was just
because you used.
I'm
to...
not the type of person to say. Him, oh, this what we do this,
yeah.
and it's me and him doing this, or it's me and him doing that, or it's us about this.
Right.
You know, so at this time of that, we like breaking up, like I couldn't stop saying the hymns and we's and this.
Yeah,
and,
it's just the leftover.
You know,
so
it, like,
you get used to it.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
And then it takes you, like, you know, that time of those healing phase or whatever. It might still hurt or whatever, because that's the hurt part.
Wait, well, y'all seen what
and
happened.
Some people take that hurt different. Like, you know, some people are way mature than... What the fuck?
True. You know, like...
You think
like,
bad
you
things,
know,
think
it's,
the good
it's
things
a hurting
to get
process
rid of the bad things.
Because, like, you know, in my mind, it's like... For love, I overcompensated.
Right. Some
knowing,
people overlook it.
Knowing that I was, like... already put inside this box that I was going to have to eventually break out of.
Yes,
you
mean there was a phase where somebody loved somebody more different than what they, you know, expect.
Like, without a doubt, though, he
right.
loved me.
Right.
And I did love him. But because I did so much.
But you loved him. But did you...
When we didn't work, it hurt me the most.
Right.
And then to find out the situation when y'all see me crying in the home when I came home that night, that fucked me up even more so because I was built
him.
I was built up to hate someone
yeah.
that
see,
he hated
that
so
too.
Much, and then to hear y'all fuck made me feel like you trained me to hate this person, and now I'm a fool. Because you went fucked her.
Mm-hmm.
Even after the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And my thing was, you know, even though I was hurt by what was said, like, I don't, it doesn't still register in my head.
Mm-hmm.
You
and
know what I'm saying?
It takes some people a while to heal and to learn that it's a mature into the type of phases of life. Of becoming, you know what I'm saying, a grown adult, so that you have to accept this sometimes, because even though it may hurt so hard, so what the situation might be.
Right. And the thing more so with me was, am I more upset because I know that him doing that seals the deal with me and him?
Mm-hmm.
And then that also clicks on to that now, even though I'm friends with my ex, am I being fake because I'm being friends?
No.
Because of what he does.
He'll probably still
want
to tap that ass on
the
go.
What do you want to come out of?
That is true. Like,
what
do
you
want out of it? At the end of it, like, when it's all over.
I wanted that to never happen.
Right.
No, what do you want
because to... Because at the end of whatever it was, your relationship or whatever love moment that you had with that person.
Well, we're friends now. Right. We're
but
like
you still
want to
be in contact and in touch with that person.
But you can't let that hold you back from what
but
you want.
But as long as I know where y'all stand at the end of the day, that's all that fucking matters.
But girl, I get tired of standing. I know she does.
No,
too.
Like it's boundaries of you know friends. That not y'all friends. Okay,
but, I mean, what we have a
but it's boundaries. You know what I'm saying?
That is up to you. Would you want to?
Yeah. Would you allow that?
Would you let your feelings dictate your next move in that matter? Because you can fuck without feelings.
Right.
I mean, it makes it a little less more.
No,
but then that's gonna. It all depends on how you take emotions.
You'll
too.
Be a lesbian.
Some people
get.
Yeah, I'll be a lesbian. That,
let's
yeah.
be honest, let's be honest.
Okay, after you do that, just kick that bitch out the house. It'll be simple, yeah. but some people don't take that shit simple.
So, okay.
Okay.
You know, so bless your heart, girl.
But the thing is that you know,
thanks
like for that to like yeah. come at me. Like, that would have been, even after we broke up, that was, like, the most hardest thing I had to, like, swallow.
How
and
I
have to swallow.
Yeah. I don't swallow. I
like, how is it now? How do you feel about that?
It still bothers me.
It still bothers you?
It still bothers me.
To the point to where you can't.
I don't let it be shown. Like, we doing a podcast with him, which I have to finish, which is about him evolving into a transsexual male to female.
Evolving?
And, like...
Huh?
Evolving.
Becoming
so, mature.
So you know the thing about it is, you know, we're at the level of that. You know, I can be cordial
that's
with
good,
my
though.
Exes,
but oh,
when
not
he
me, baby.
When
oh.
he told me that, it fucked me up so bad because I'm like, all this time that we were together, you told me so many times about how much she hurt you that I hated her.
Did you know her?
I knew her before they got together.
So, okay. Were y'all friends and close before?
Me and her was together. Me and her were friends, and we lived in the same house together. Me and her had a fight, and she moved out and got with him. And then they broke up, and he got with me. But I didn't know it was him until I got to his house on, like, a little date thingy.
Oh, girl, down.
Oh, Lord,
and
that's
like,
something.
It was like just so
now,
happened.
That's some funny
that's a
shit.
Bad gay soap opera right there.
But just so happened, you know, he was my friend's dude, but they wasn't together. And
anymore.
Anymore, for years. For like 2 years.
Two
so
years? That's a
even,
lot.
Even knowing that they were going
that's
through.
That's a long time.
You hit
lot,
it up
you could fuck a lot of different people in 2 years, honey. I have.
He hit me up.
Like
it is getting extreme,
no,
y'all.
I ain't like
so,
it is very getting extreme. Here.
The farther we
he
go,
he made you
the
hate her more.
Yeah.
Okay, but like you already hated her, which is once it becomes that level, it's just like
right. It, was
it
like,
don't
I
matter
even,
if something good was said
try.
About you. I'ma still like you know. So now what he did is not bad because first of all, you shouldn't even
like. Like, I didn't even have to try, you know what I'm saying? And the thing about it is, was that he did, she did him so wrong, y'all. A lot of money, made the house double mortgage, made her lose out on, like, $180,000 on the signing for a bar. And never went did the signing, lost out on the money. So... all this stuff, you know, turned around, bought a car for her friend.
For
out of debt, $25,000.
Damn.
For the car, for her friend.
For her friend.
And our friend didn't pay the car note, no nothing. So they got stuck with that as well. You know, so he was so angry about those things.
I mean,
it made me angry. That he went through those things with her.
Because you had to console him because of the stress that he was going through because of her.
Right.
Yeah.
You see,
she painted a target on her own back, but at the same time, that was kind of a setup.
Right.
She knew.
And in my mind, I feel like love goes beyond.
Yes, it does.
If you know what love is, love goes beyond. So in spite of all that, I still regress down to friends. You see what I'm saying?
Friend
but
category.
Then to find out that...
Is it friend or friend with benefits?
No,
different.
No benefits.
See,
friend.
That's what I said. No, fuck all of it. There ain't no
benefits.
But
you know, they're being honest.
What about benefiting?
But when he came out and told me...
How you know if he's being honest?
I mean, why would he tell me that?
Girl, people tell
some
a
people
lot
ain't
of
evil.
I believe it.
Do you have receipts?
That would be doing something.
I believe it. There's no reason for it to like come out as
something else
like that.
He may have wanted to say it so she wouldn't find out anywhere else.
Right, cause,
y'all know when because that happens, y'all
because that person that like, person is the type to throw it and throw it out. Right, to throw it out there, but me and him not together, nor have I went back and tried to rekindle any possibility of a flame, not even a match. You know? But the thing about it is, y'all, when he turned around and said that they fucked, that really made me upset till I cried. I was in tears when I came back home. You know what I'm saying? Like,
the emotion built.
How could, out of all this time, we're in a relationship and it's about love, we break up and it's still about love because we remain friends.
Right.
We hang.
That
he comes here, we hang. No sex. And then, no sex. And then, I hear, out of all people that you could have fucked that I wouldn't have a problem with, the person after me was the one that fucked you over this much.
And I have to
that you went fucked up?
So, he is confused on love.
Is my love, like, fucked up in the head of where I should have cut this off like it should have been and just went on?
You have two sides of a coin.
You see, right.
You have two sides. You're going to have group A and you're going to have group B. I feel, my opinion on that, I feel like you could have just cut the cord. It would have hurt, but at the end of the day, that puts stress on you.
You just give certain people a sharp rope and long enough to hang themselves.
That's what's up, and y'all. We'll be right back with the Purple House. DJ Damien, drop that beat. All right, y'all, after this, we got one more, but we're going to let that play. All right, y'all, and we're back with the Purple House, y'all. We at the end of our show. At this time, we give everybody on the panel 30 seconds to say their closing about the topic today.
Not me.
Yeah, you. Mm-hmm. We got to know these days.
Love is just too much for me.
Oh, Star.
That's the closing.
Star, that's your last name, though.
Star Love.
But I'm Star Love. You gotta fucking love the Star Love with it.
See? Well.
Y'all follow that on Instagram, okay? Thank you, the Star with the underscore Love with 3 V's and 3 E's.
Three V's and 3 E's.
Okay.
Wait, what?
Star Love with the 3 V's and 3 E's.
All right, man.
Mr. Spot.
My lovely. Spontaneous.
Look at Elsa Devin now.
Oh. I know that jacket is badass.
That's my jacket.
It's mine. I bought it.
Yeah, we'll see.
At Burlington.
At Burlington. Shout out to Burlington.
See, lovely bought this jacket. That's what it did.
We like that rainbow. Okay?
Nah.
Love
put me through it a couple of times, so I'm taking a break out of the love game. I've been single for 5 years, and I'm kind of happy with that. I gotta love myself first, right? Before you can love someone else.
Healing.
Love don't stop mingling.
Right.
Oh, girl, trust me. I play with the boys.
Uh-oh. Nah.
No hands or butts.
Down kidding.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And DJ Damien on the ones and twos. How you feel?
Well, you know how it is. I'm a lover boy, so.
Aww.
No, I mean, I'm soft. I'm not soft. No. Because I'm hard to love. Trust me on that one. But, you know, it's all about being yourself, being real, being 100.
That's what's up.
Hey, let love's going to happen if you want it to or not.
Right.
So, hey, some say the best love is when you're not even looking for it.
All right. Say, Devin, I see you over there. Give us some of your thoughts on love right quick.
Who loves marijuana?
As he smokes the marijuana. Come on, Devin.
Don't take life too serious.
What that got to do with love?
What's love got to do?
I ain't
gonna
ask.
That was real love, yo.
Love. That's something on my mind.
Our hands with prayers.
Uh-oh, that's what's up.
Big wheels keep on turning.
Darren. All right, go ahead, Darren. What you said about love, bro? Come on, Deacon Darren.
Get out.
Fornicating. Can you get out her bosoms of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob?
That's not her bosom, girl.
That's why I say Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Oh, my.
The love.
That's the love. Well, y'all, look, this is my closing on love. Sometimes you don't know that love will be standing there and slap you right in the face. But you know what, bitch? Make sure you have a nice good can of mace. Because sometimes you don't have to slap back, spray love in the motherfucking eyes, and say back. So, Star, what's your Instagram?
It's star_love with 3 V's and 3 E's.
That's what's up. And Spontaneous, with your Instagram?
Sir_spawn_taney.
All right, y'all. And DJ Damien, what's your Instagram?
Hey, what's up? Damien Dancer 84.
Oh, that was it? I know. Well, y'all already know mine. It's Tracy the Sex Kitten. Y'all check us out on Instagram. And y'all have just listened to The Purple House. Thank y'all for listening. We'll see y'all next time. DJ, drop that beat.
You already know.
You look good. You did very, very well. Very well. You did awesome, babe. You did awesome.
I know what we're working with.